This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We often speak about the importance of being truthful, of being honest. But we typically speak about this idea from the perspective of being truthful to other people. That if you're asked a question, you answer it honestly. That if you make a promise, you fulfill this promise. That you do not lie, that you do not deceive. And no doubt Islam commands us to do this. And we often say, maybe often to our children, if you lie, you destroy your credibility. If a society lies often, it destroys its social cohesion. And again, this is true. But when we talk about truthfulness from this perspective, we're limiting the way the Quran and Sunnah speaks about truthfulness. The Quran and Sunnah tells us to be honest to people, but does so from the framework that this is the beginning of the path. That the path is much longer. The idea of being a truthful person begins with the idea of not lying or telling fibs. And it's a much deeper road. So the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. You must be truthful. You are obliged to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرِّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. For indeed, being truthful leads you to righteousness. And being righteous leads you to paradise. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَتَصَدَّقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a person will constantly seek truth. He will be truthful and seek the truth until he is written in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as siddiq, as a true person, a truthful person. Realize, as you listen to this hadith, the beginning of being a truthful person is to speak the truth, but it's not the end. In fact, the Prophet tells you, when you are truthful, it leads you to righteousness. Meaning truthfulness itself is not righteousness. If your entire concept of being truthful is I don't lie to people, I don't cheat or steal, you've limited the idea of being true. That's the beginning of the path. The Quran and Sunnah is teaching us being honest and truthful to people should lead you down a road where you become honest and truthful with yourself. And if you are honest and truthful with yourself, that leads you down the road to be honest and true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question we have to ask ourselves today, are we true to Allah? That's the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ هَذَا يَوْمْ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. He says about the Day of Judgment, this is a day that those who are true will be benefited by their truthfulness. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and be amongst the truthful. Again, this is not speaking about this limited idea of just speaking truthful words and not lying. No, no, no. This is being true to Allah. Be amongst the ones who are true to Allah. Are we true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's look at some verses in the Quran that speak about this idea more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قالت الأعراب آمنا. The Bedouin said, some of these Bedouin tribes, they said, قالوا آمنا, we believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Allah says, you didn't believe. So again, the question, are we truthful to Allah? Because we say we believe. All of us say we're believers. This group of people, when they said we believe, Allah says, قُلُوا لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You didn't believe. وَلَكِنْ قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Rather say you are Muslim. Don't say you're a believer, say you're a Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And iman, faith has yet to enter your heart. وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, you will not lose out the reward of your good deeds. Okay, so who are the believers? Because we say we are believers. This group of people said we're believers. Allah said, no, you're not. Iman didn't enter your heart yet. So what is the definition of the believer? For us to know if we are truthful or not. Allah tells you in the next verse, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And they don't waver in this belief. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they fight and they struggle with their wealth and their souls for the sake of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the true. These are the truthful people. And so you see immediately, there's a recipe here. They have iman. They say we believe in Allah and His Messenger. And all of us say we believe in Allah and His Messenger. But there's something else. What made them truthful? They were willing to struggle and to fight and to sacrifice their wealth, their money, their souls for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this idea is strengthened by another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Did people think they could say we believe and they will not be tested? And notice the symmetry between these two verses. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابِ آمَنَّا. The Bedouin said we believe. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. Do people just think they can say they believe? You think you just say the words? وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And they're not going to be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the people before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will make clear those who are true, and He will make clear those who are liars. Meaning you can't just say, I believe. Allah is going to give you a test. And you have to persevere through that test. And you have to struggle through that test. And only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make clear the ones who are true and the ones who are liars. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another set of verses in Surah Al-Ahzab. And this gives us an actual case study of this idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah is saying, remember this army. The Arabs gathered the largest army the Arabs ever gathered. 10,000 soldiers. To do what? To exterminate Islam. To kill all the Muslims of Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. They came from above you and beneath you. In all directions. They surrounded you. وَذَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Your eyes were shifting in fear. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. And your heart reached your throat. What does that mean? Imagine the heart is beating so hard, you can feel it in your throat. From how afraid they were. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. And you began to make assumptions about Allah. You began to think different kinds of thoughts about Allah. هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُنْزِلُوا زِنْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Here the believers were tested and they were shaken greatly. Then Allah gives you the example. How did the people deal with this test? وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Remember when the hypocrites said, when they saw this army, what did they say? They said, Allah and His Messenger, have promised us nothing but delusion. All they've done is deluded us. The munafiqun, when this happened, they started to say, where are all these promises? Didn't Allah and His Messenger promise us victory? Didn't the Prophet say we will have the castles of the Persians and the castles of Syria? Where are all these promises? Look, an army came to destroy us. Where are these promises? وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ Then Allah tells you, and when the believers saw the army, notice it's the same army. The munafiq, the hypocrite, is looking at the same army as the believer. The same soldiers, the same cavalry, the same swords, the same arrows. They're both looking at the same thing. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ They said, this is the promise of Allah and His Messenger. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And God and His Messenger are truthful. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا And it only increased their iman and their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw the same army and they said, this is the promise of Allah being fulfilled. That victory only comes through this struggle. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a few verses later, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ From the believers are men. صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ They were true to what they promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is truthfulness. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ Amongst them are those who fulfilled their promises, meaning till death, and amongst them are those who wait. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا And they did not exchange or try to change their religion or try to change their promises. They were steadfast. Why all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you the reason certain events take place the way that they do. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدِقِهِمْ That Allah may reward those who are truthful for their truthfulness. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ And to punish the hypocrites if He wants or to forgive them. Anas ibn al-Nadr radiallahu anhu was one of these companions. He missed the battle of Badr. And he felt upset that he missed this battle. And he said, Oh Allah, if you give me a chance, I will show Quraysh what I am capable of doing. On the day of the battle of Uhud, he arrived to the battlefield late. And when he came to the battlefield, he saw the Muslims were in chaos, running all over the place. He tells them, what's happening? Some of the Muslims quit the battle, took off their armor, went to the sidelines. He said, what's happening? They said, Rasulullah has been killed. And this had been the rumor that was spreading at this time. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, فَإِن مَاتْ فَمُوتُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ If he died, then die for what your Prophet died for. If he was killed, then be killed for what your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was killed for. And then he made dua. He said, Oh Allah, I seek your excuse for what these Muslims are doing. And I am free, I am innocent of what the disbelievers are doing. And he went into battle. And he fought until he was killed. And he was wounded so much that they couldn't tell. They didn't know who the body belonged to. And his sister could only identify his body because of a birthmark on his finger. And because of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ Among the believers are men who are true to what they have promised Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا Amongst them are those who fulfilled their vow till death, and amongst them are those who wait and they did not alter their commitment at all. When the chips were down, when there was difficulty, when not only was there a battle, but he thought the Prophet ﷺ had been killed, he was still willing to fight for the truth and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is no wavering in one's iman. This is true iman. Once a Bedouin man came to the Prophet ﷺ. He accepted Islam. And he joined a battle with the Prophet ﷺ. And at the end of the battle, the Prophet took the spoils of war. And he began to distribute it amongst the Muslims who were fighting with him. And he came to this Bedouin man, he said, "This is yours." The man said, "What is this?" The Prophet said, "This is your share. Everyone gets a share, this is yours." The man said, "Wallahi, ma taba'tak lihada." He said, "By Allah, I didn't follow you for this. I didn't accept Islam to get something." He said, "I followed you so that I will get an arrow over here," and he pointed to his throat, "and I will have Jannah." A little later on, there was another battle. And lo and behold, the Sahaba brought the body of this man to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet said, "Ahu, is this the same man?" They said, "Yes." And right where he pointed, exactly where he pointed, there was an arrow. The Prophet ﷺ said, "He was truthful to Allah, so Allah was truthful to him. He was true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah was true to him." Islam was spread by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a generation of Sahaba, men and women, who were willing to sacrifice everything because they were true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were true. Their iman was true. It wasn't just a word they said, it was something they believed and they lived to their last moments. And this is the same kind of truthfulness we need to have in our lives. هذا يوم ينفع الصادقون صدقهم. This is a day, the day of judgment, that those who are truthful will be benefited by their truthfulness. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the eighth year of the Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a messenger to a Roman Byzantine governor to invite them to Islam. And on his way there, one of the governor's chieftains of a Roman village intercepted this messenger and executed him. To kill an unarmed messenger, then and now, is a war crime. So the Prophet ﷺ sent an army of 3,000 men to avenge the unjust murder of this Muslim and this desecration of the norms of war. And the Prophet ﷺ appointed Zayd ibn al-Haritha radiallahu anhu, the leader of this army. He said, "If Zayd is killed, then Ja'far ibn Abi Talib should be the leader. And if Ja'far is killed, then Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu should be the leader." And he gave them the famous instructions of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to go forth in the name of Allah to fight those who disbelieve, but to not break their promises, to not act unfaithfully, to not mutilate bodies, to not kill the children, to not kill those who are worshipping God in the monasteries. When the Muslims arrived, they found an army of 100,000, some riwayat, 200,000 soldiers ready for them. And some of them said, "Maybe we need to go back." Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he said, "O people, why do you want to run away from the thing that you want? Either it is victory or it is shahada. And he said, Wallahi, ما نقاتل الناس بعدد ولا قوة ولا كثرة ولكن نقاتلهم إلا وما نقاتلهم إلا بهذا الدين الذي أكرمنا الله به. He said, we don't fight people because of how much people we have, our numbers, our power. We fight them with our religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We struggle, we fight for what is true through our deen. And so everybody agreed with Abdullah radiallahu anhu. And they understood if they ran away, it would only encourage the attacking and the killing of innocent Muslims. So they went into battle, 3,000 against 200,000. And the battle began. Zayd ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu, the leader of the Muslims, the flag bearer, the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was struck by spears and he was killed. And while this was happening, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the way in Medina, hundreds of miles away, across a vast desert, steps out of his tent and he says, Zayd has been killed and Ja'far has taken command. And think about Zayd radiallahu anhu. He is the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was raised in the home of the Prophet since maybe the age of 10. Today we talk about how traumatic it is to witness a genocide being live streamed. Gabor Mate, who's a doctor, a Jewish doctor, who himself was a child during the Holocaust, whose grandparents were killed in Auschwitz, he said, Gaza is Auschwitz being live streamed on TikTok. It's traumatic to see this. But subhanAllah, think about this hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina is seeing what's happening in the battle. He's getting a live stream of what's taking place. And Zayd radiallahu an, Hibb al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nickname was the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from how much the Prophet loved him. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, if Zayd was alive when the Prophet was on his deathbed, he would have made him Khalifa. Aisha said this from how much she knew the Prophet loved Zayd. And the Prophet saw him die in front of his eyes, all the way in Medina. The Prophet came out and said, Zayd has been killed and Ja'far has taken the flag. And Ja'far radiallahu anhu fought. They cut off his right hand, so he held the flag with his left. They cut off the left hand, he held the flag with the stubs of both arms, pressed against his chest, until he was killed. Ja'far was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was younger than the Prophet. He was like the little kid. And the Prophet grew up in the house of Abu Talib, the father of Ja'far. The Prophet saw him, this little kid, being raised up. Ja'far did hijrah to Abyssinia. And he came back late in the life of the Prophet. He came back after the conquest of Khaybar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't know what I'm more happy about, the conquest of Khaybar or the return of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. And he used to say, Inna khuluqak khuluqi, wa ashbaha khalqak khalqi, fa anta minni wa min shajarati. He would say to Ja'far, the most similar in my character is your character. And the most similar in my creation, like how I look, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Ja'far. You are from me, and you are from my lineage. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ja'far was killed, stepped out of his tent, and he says, Ja'far has been killed, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. And then Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu took leadership, and he plunged himself into battle until he was killed. And here the Muslims didn't know what to do. They gave the flag to one of the Sahaba, Thabit ibn al-Aqram. Ibn al-Arqam. And he held the flag, and he looked around, and he saw Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu. And he knew Khalid, even though he was a new Muslim, was a great general. So he went and he gave it to him. There was no pride amongst the Muslims. They gave leadership to the one they believed deserved it. He gave it to Khalid. And the Prophet ﷺ at the same time steps out of his tent And he says, Abdullah ibn Rawaha has been killed, and now a sword from the swords of Allah has taken control, and Allah will grant them victory. And Khalid radiallahu anhu began to reorganize the Muslims into groups, moving them around, causing dust to rise and a lot of noise in the ranks of the army, such that the disbelievers thought the Muslims gained reinforcements. Then Khalid attacked them fiercely, so it felt even more real that they attained reinforcements because they're attacking. And this army, with all their 200,000 soldiers, didn't want to fight. So when they felt being attacked, they started to flee and to run away. And Khalid radiallahu anhu returned to Medina. The Muslims were able to say they held their ground, they fought, they were not the ones to flee, their enemies were the ones to flee. There are many, many lessons to draw from this battle. But amongst them, as Abdullah bin Rawaha said in the beginning of the battle, Muslims do not fight or resist because of our numbers, because of our outward strength. We fight and resist because of our deen, because of our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of our opposition to evil and to injustice. Secondly, as great as each of these leaders were, Zayd and then Ja'far and then Abdullah, every time one of them fell, another one lifted the flag. This is our ummah. No matter which leader is killed, there is always someone to lift the flag. There is always someone to march forward. One great Muslim dies, another one must and will rise up. What shook our ummah more than the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? There was no musibah greater than that. And yet, did Islam crumble or did Islam grow? It grew because they understood these lessons. One person falls, the next person lifts up the flag. Third, we understand and we learn that whatever we sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will repay you with what is greater. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, his right arm is cut off. Then the left arm is cut off. Sacrifices his arms, then his soul for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَبْدَلَهُ بِيَدَيْهِ جَنَاحَيْنْ يَطِيرُ بِهِمَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. He said, Allah has replaced his hands with wings, and he flies wherever he wants in Jannah. He gave up his hands, Allah gave him wings. In one hadith, the Prophet says, O people, Ja'far is flying with Jibreel and Mika'il. He was with the Sahaba, sacrificed that life, Allah gave him the angels. The fourth point, it's through tests and hardship and battle that true iman surfaces. The greatness of Zayd and Ja'far and Abdullah ibn Rawaha is shown through their sacrifices in the Battle of Mu'tah. And as we said in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, being true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just that you say you believe, but that during times of tests and hardship and persecution and battle and difficulty, that you are firm in your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Righteousness is not that you turn to the east or west. What is righteousness? Allah gives you the recipe here. Three things he mentions. Three categories. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالْكِتَابُ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Righteousness is belief in Allah, in the last day, in the angels, in the books and the prophets. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that? No. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. They gave their wealth to their family, to the orphans, to the needy, to the travelers, to those who are asking. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةَ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And they establish salah, and they give zakah, and they fulfill their promises when they promise, meaning good deeds. The second category. They did good deeds. They didn't just say we believe, they did good deeds. Is that it? No. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And those who are patient in poverty, in hardship, and in the heat of battle. They're tested and they're patient. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the people who are true. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And these are the people who have taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are true and those who have taqwa. Ameen.